Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Rick Maurer is our guest. Rick is the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance and Why Don't You Want What I Want. He is the guy who teaches us how to lead change, and that's what we're talking about, this magic list that he's been telling us about. Rick, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us your website, please, and tell us how we can find
sure
you
thing. It's,
and your books.
Yeah, www.rickmaurer.com. And Maurer is Maurer.com. And by the way, at the bottom of that page, if they just scroll down, that there's an ebook called The Magic List. It's free. They can click on it. They can read it. They can print it. They can do whatever they want with it.
Thank you for that, by the way. And so we're talking about this meeting where the people were very concerned about the meeting you're having with a group of managers, and they're very concerned about a meeting that's coming up. And it turns out that the things that they knew that they had locked up, they didn't really have locked up. There were some things that they misunderstood, didn't they?
Yeah, and the big thing they misunderstood was they just assumed we could spend that whole meeting going over data, time plans, budgets, all of that. And that wasn't the big issue. Of course, that's important. But the big issue, people were frightened, and they didn't trust leadership that would really do what it took to make this a success. And so they didn't reschedule the meeting. They didn't invite different people. They simply redesigned that meeting so they could deal with some of those other issues.
The fear and the concern about leadership.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was talking about earlier, about coming to a meeting like this being fearful. And, you know, I've been through these kinds of meetings myself, Rick, back when I was a full-time consultant. And most of what I got was, I don't trust this management to do what you're talking about doing. And the reason was is because they've seen them try it before and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Most leaders aren't good. Most changes that are proposed in small businesses are not pulled off well by the leadership. Now that's a big sweeping general statement, but based on my experience, there's a lot of work to be done by leadership to pull off change.
Yeah, and and I'm sorry to hear that with small business too, but the good news is it doesn't have to be that hard. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe the first time you start to try it differently, it's a shakedown cruise and you're learning your way. But if you're really in touch, like this notion of the list. You don't have to do a list, but as long as you know what's going on, now you've got a base for, you know, figuring out, okay, what's going to work, what isn't, and you can have your eyes open and go, wow, that went over like a lead balloon. I wonder what went wrong. And so you can keep self-correcting.
Yeah. So, well, the reason I say what I did about small business is because the kind of change that you talk about and that you work with your people on requires discipline. It requires total commitment to the change, and that's something a lot of small business owners have a hard time with, that kind of structural organizational discipline. And here's why. It's not because they're not capable of it. It's that they're fighting so many alligators and fighting so many fires.
Right.
And there's never enough cash. And there's always customers who don't pay on time or whatever, blah, blah, blah. New competitors, the internet disruption, all that. All those things make it really hard to stay on the disciplined change trajectory.
Yep. I agree.
It's easier for big companies.
I didn't say it was easy.
I said it's easier.
Okay.
Because
I think the challenges are different.
Yeah.
But still, yeah. But nevertheless, it's a challenge, and it's really tough. And already working 60 hours a week, what do you think? It feels like there's no time.
I got a minute left. Wrap it up, Forrest. Give us the Holy Grail.
Okay, the Holy Grail is, if you're going to introduce any kind of change, anything new, you have got to know where those stakeholders are today. Do they get it? Do they like it? Do they trust you? Mm-hmm. And if you know those, you can now start to build good strategies.
And how do you get them to tell you whether they trust you or not if you're the boss?
There's a few different ways. The ebook, which is free, I tell some ways.
Good.
One is Coffee with Joe. Everybody has a Joe on his staff.
Right.
Joe doesn't understand the phrase career-limiting move. Talk to Joe, he'll tell you. That's the simplest way. There are other things you can do, and I talk about them in the
he
book.
He doesn't understand career-defining moment, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Oh, okay, great. Bye-bye.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. As he has been now for a long time, a great member of our Brain Trust, over 10 years now. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.